Last night I dreamed I went to heaven, and there I was shown the book of life. Well, I fell down on my knees, for I knew my sins were many. Then written by my name, I saw an awesome sight. Paid in full,
paid in full.
He wrote paid in full. He said all of this one's sins have been covered by my blood. Paid in full,
paid in full.
He wrote paid in full. Jesus canceled all my debts when he wrote paid in full. When my life here on earth is over, and when I finally walk on streets of gold, oh, I long to hear these words as I kneel before my Savior. Welcome home, my child. Your debt's been paid in full. Paid in full,
paid in full.
He wrote paid in full. He said all of this one's sins have been covered by my blood. Paid in full,
paid in full.
He wrote paid in full. Jesus canceled all my debts when he wrote paid in full. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Paid in full, paid in full. Jesus canceled all my debts when he wrote paid in full.
Paid in full.
He wrote paid in full.
Paid in full.
Paid in full. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Paid in full. Paid in full.
We have a heart to reach out to those that are hurting. And, you know, we've been there. Each one of us. My wife, Linda, had colon cancer, and I'm going to let her tell the story. So here's my wife, Linda.
Well, I was diagnosed with colon cancer in January of 2013. I had been having symptoms of something I didn't know what for about a year before that, and I just always put it off. It seems like you do want to put off something that you think might be bad. And down inside, actually, I knew that something was going on inside my body that wasn't good. And so finally it got to the point where I couldn't ignore these symptoms anymore. I had severe bloating, and I was just so uncomfortable and sick most of the time. And so I finally went to the doctor, and they wanted to do a colonoscopy, which my family doctor had been trying to get me to do for 5 years. I was 57 at the time, and she had, you're supposed to get them at 50, so I had put it off for a long, long time. And so we went and had a colonoscopy done, and the doctor told Gary just as soon as I was through with my test that he thought that I had colon cancer. He was sure that I had colon cancer, and he had removed a big cancerous polyp, and there was a big mass in there that would have to come out.
That you couldn't remove.
That he couldn't remove, yeah, that would have to have surgery. So I had to wait for about probably a week before the pathology report came, but I never really heard. They never really let us know. And then one day I called to see if I could find out what the results of these tests were. And the nurse that answered the phones just started reading off of my chart. She says, well, let me see here. She says, well, this says that you have early stage colon cancer. And down in my heart, I think I already knew that. But when you hear that word, it's just kind of a shock to your system. I mean, Christian or not, nobody wants to hear that word, you know. And I gotta say, some fear came over me. And I cried at first, you know, because it's just, you know what you're going to have to go through, I think is what it is. But then just all of a sudden, just, I didn't like hear God's voice or anything like that. It was just a peace in my soul just came over me. And I knew that whatever I went through, it was the end result was going to be okay. You know, I just knew that God was in control, and I was going to make it through this. Even though it was only early stage, still, you know what you're going to have to go through to get to this good result, you know. But I just always knew that I would make it through this, and I would be okay. I got diagnosed in January, but I had had a virus, some kind of a virus that I couldn't get over, so I had to wait until I got well before I could have my surgery. So that was a 2-month span that I had to wait. And meanwhile, Gary put the problem in the newsletter. And immediately, I just started getting cards from people all over the United States I had never even met, probably will never meet most of them. Christy was someone that I had never met yet. It was the first time she'd ever prayed for anyone. But I would, during my wait, I would get these cards every day. I would look forward to it. It just lifted me up, and it encouraged me that there was strangers out there praying for me, someone they didn't know, wouldn't have to care about, wouldn't have to take the time to buy a card, write a note in it, and send it to me. And it amazed me. It floored me. And it was just the love of God. You know, it was just the love of God. Those cards actually got me through that long waiting period. I didn't dwell on having cancer. I seldom even thought about it. That's just what it did for me. You know, I didn't even think about having cancer. I did think about my surgery that I was going to have because I've had several serious surgeries, and I dreaded that. That was a dread that I had. But, you know, I didn't fret about it. But the cards meant everything to me. They lifted me up. But finally, I got well enough to have my surgery. I went in on March the 12th of 2013 for my surgery. The surgery took longer than the doctors had anticipated for whatever reason, I'm not sure. But my family was in the waiting room and all that. And the doctor came out after the surgery was over and told Gary that she was 99.9% sure that it definitely was cancer, but she'd have to send off the pathology report, you know, just to have for sure.
I remember when Dr. Shores came out and talked about the tumor she took out. She said that was one of the worst looking tumors she'd ever seen, and she was sure it was cancer, and the pathology report before it already said it was cancer on the other one, but she was pretty sure it was all contained in the 18 inches of colon that she had removed, and she thought everything was going to be okay. So even though this tumor was cancer, she was pretty sure she got it all, and she would wait for the pathology report to come back before she decided if we'd have to do chemo and radiation or any of that stuff. And so that's when, what was it, another week or so before you went to the doctor, after you got out of the hospital?
Yeah, I had to go the next week.
Yeah, and then tell them what happened when Dr. Shores come in the office. We're sitting in there waiting on her.
Well, we were sitting in her office waiting for her to come in, and she came through the door, and she had this great happy look on her face, and she was doing a little dance, and we said, "Oh, good, no chemo." And she said, "No, no chemo, no cancer." God had healed my cancer and taken all of that cancer away.
And Dr. Shore, she agreed with us that it was God. It was a miracle of God that there was no cancer, because she'd seen cancer and she knew what she was looking at, but this was gone. God had completely healed her and taken the cancer away. So we just praise the Lord for that, and we praise the Lord for all the people out there that was praying for us and sending Linda cards and letters and encouragement. And that's why we're down here making this CD, is for so we can give back. You give us so much, and now we want to give it back and help you and pray for you and lift you up in your time or trial. And that's what this CD is going to be all about, is helping someone else.
I just want to thank God for looking at me, a sinner that's no better than anyone else, and having mercy on me, that he would see fit to heal me of cancer. And I just thank him. And if you'd like to ask Jesus into your heart, all you need to do is just pray this simple prayer. Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to come into my heart and save me. I know that you died on the cross for my sins, and I ask you to forgive me and come into my life. I thank you, Jesus. Amen.
At the crossroads of life, lost without hope, 18 wheels of lonesome at the end of the road. In my hand was a tract the preacher had read, his words still echoing in the back of my head. I felt so ashamed when I thought of my past. Then I called his name. This chance, would it be my last? Then I saw Jesus hanging on that tree. I lifted up my heart from down on my knees. Today I met Jesus at the foot of the cross. Broken-hearted and lonesome, so long I've been lost. I left a lifetime of misery at the foot of the tree. Those 18 wheels are rolling down that old lonesome road, and I share the good news wherever I go. Yes, there's been a change. I'm not the man I used to be.
everybody what's happened to me. How I felt so ashamed when I thought of my past. But I called his name. This chance, could it be my last? Then I saw Jesus hanging on that tree, and I lifted up my heart from down on my knees. Today I met Jesus at the foot of the cross. Broken-hearted and lonesome, so long I've been lost. I left a lifetime of misery at the foot of the tree. Then I saw Jesus hanging on that tree. I lifted up my heart from down on my knees. Today I met Jesus at the foot of the cross. Broken-hearted and lonesome, so long I'd been lost. I left a lifetime of misery at the foot of the tree.